Hallelujah. Let's make some noise in this house for the Lord. This is the 48th day of the year. And we are still here. Hallelujah. So let's give him some praise for allowing us to be here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. We give glory and honor and praise to God for this day and another day he has made. And we should rejoice and be glad that he allowed us to be a part of it. And we praise God for our presider, Elders Bush, and to Elder Swenson, who shares the rostrum with us at times. To all other preachers in the house, we praise God for you. And to everyone who holds an elected position in the church, we praise God for you. And to everybody else who are lay people, your position, we praise God for you too. Everybody's special, everybody's somebody. Everybody's precious. Hallelujah, in the sight of our Lord and Savior. Because when he died for me, he died for you too. That makes all of us highly favored. Hallelujah. Anytime somebody give up their life for you, you don't get no higher than that. Hallelujah. Praise God. So feel good about yourself. Okay, and do good things for you and the Lord. Praise God. For everyone who has come before us and expounded on black history and an encouragement of our youth. And we praise God for Sister Ida. I learned something when on her talk. Okay. And we thank her for all that information she has. Hallelujah. To make you feel good that you are who you are and how the Lord has brought you in spite of the difficulties. And I myself was part of the demonstrations, A&T, in the early 60s, I marched with Jesse Jackson. Hallelujah. I was in the library, coming out one evening, and all this crowd of people was coming by, and I said, what's going on? They said, we're going demonstrating, we're going to march. Hallelujah. Down to McDonald's. Because during that day and time, McDonald's wouldn't serve you. You know, you had some places you could go to the back door, but McDonald's wouldn't serve you nowhere. And so we were going by Scott Hall, where I was a freshman in residence. I went in one end, came on down to the end, put my books off, and kept on out and called them. Went on down to McDonald's. And we blocked the entrance, somebody else couldn't come in there. And so they closed the place, turned the lights out. And Dr. Jackson, now, he wasn't doctor then, he was a student. Said, we got to leave from here now because they'll come and arrest us. And they closed for and the rest was for Crestpace and they'd be off for nothing. So they went on downtown from out there and from the shopping center, they went to downtown. And some of us stopped off at the Paramount. And others they took to the Carolina Theater. And then we wouldn't go to the stairway, the back entrance. So you can go up the stairs and see it. We stood the way we could go on the main floor. And they started arresting them. And I was the next to be arrested when the word came we were going home because the jail was full. Didn't have nowhere to put us. Hallelujah. And that went on for a while. And so we were part of that that caused McDonald's to stop serving. Because we went back the next night. And keep it on the weekend. They took that off, but they had children that still had them locked up. They couldn't go to class. But the judge, when they were took to court, they throwed it out. Hallelujah. Anyway, I'm going to move on. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news, and this good news in this bad news world. I don't need to say too much today because most of it already been said. Okay. All right. What? So this is good news time, and it's good news in this bad news world. We're calling you to the first book of the Bible. In the second chapter, verse 15, going through 17. Eternal God, we stand yielded spiritual man, physical man, mental man. We cast them all into your hands that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Send a word of empowerment, a word of victory, joy, and peace. Send a word of wisdom and understanding that we might do your will and be what you call us to be. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Are we there? Genesis 2, beginning at verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Hallelujah. Tell the person sitting near you, don't do it. Don't do it. You heard some of the things that Sister Gillen and Dr. Lewis mentioned. that we find our people doing. And it is not of a good reputation for them. So we stop by to tell you, don't do it. Those of us who may also be sitting idle instead of doing what the Lord said, we need to say also, don't do it. God didn't call us to be idle. He called us to go. He called us from a place of complacency to a role of activity. He called us to say, go ye therefore into all the world and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He called us to be his witness. So if you're going about the day and not witnessing about Jesus, then you need to stop what you're doing and do what Jesus said to. Stop going from place to place and person to person. And not mention Jesus in your conversation. We hold conversations day in and day out, and Jesus never enters the conversation. He's there. But we talk all around him, and we don't give him a chance to speak to us, so that we will be reminded to speak about him. Don't do it. When you see things that you are not supposed to be doing, and although it may be in the realm of enticement, causing you to want to do it, even though you know it's not good for you, don't do it. Young people, you see people with cigarettes, and you think it's cool, but don't do it. Moving into the realm of not doing what is best for you and doing the will of God, we need to stop and not doubt God. Don't doubt God. Don't do it. It may seem of non-importance to you, and it may seem like it's something that is impossible to happen, but don't do it. Don't allow the devil to flood your mind with negative thoughts and impossibilities. Don't do it. Jesus has given you power. He's given you love. and he's giving you a sound mind. You got the power over the enemy. So don't allow him to take charge of you. Don't do it. Don't dig ditches, build gallows for someone else, because you're only digging it for yourself. Keep in mind the words that you're going to reap what you sow. I think about Haman and Mordecai. How Haman got promoted by the king in Ahasuerus, and he was the top man next to him. And everybody was supposed to bow down to him, but Mordecai wouldn't, because he served God and he would not bow down to anyone else. And so Haman now wants to get rid of him, and he wants to also get rid of the whole nation. And he sets up his plan to get rid of Mordecai. I'm not going to go in the order story. I'm just going to get some highlights here. What the issue was that he had gallows built that Haman could have Mordecai put on and hung. And he shouldn't have done it. He's bothering God's anointing. And remember what the word said, touch not my anointed, nor do my prophets no harm. Don't do it. Because you have to pay for it one of these days. Story goes, and Mordecai told his niece, Queen Esther, what Haman was planning to do, and that she need to go see the king. But don't go see him in doubt. We need to go see the king. Don't go to him doubting. Don't do it. Because if you do, you're just going in vain. Esther knew that she had to have special permission to see the king, even though she was the wife and queen. Hallelujah. And she told him that how the people to fast. And at the end of the fast, I'm going to see it. And if I perish, just let me perish. We got to give up all some of these things that we're doing. And get thy mindset that Esther had. I'm going to do what it takes to get to heaven. And if I die doing it, let me die. We got to stop trying to save ourselves. Be like the Hebrew boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had a God that Nebuchadnezzar had made. 90 feet high, 9 feet wide. And he had a decree made that when he have the music played, everybody had to bow down, but don't do it. When you hear the music of the devil in your ears, don't do it. When you hear somebody coming with some gossip, don't do it. Don't join in with the gossip. Let them know that God told me to spread the gospel and not gossip. God don't want us running each other down. Don't do it. The world supposed to be doing that. Don't help them out. Don't furnish paint for them to paint your name on the signpost. There are these three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the music was played, they didn't bow, but they stood erect. And somebody told the king, I don't know how they know they were bowing if they were bowing. But somebody's always looking at you. And since we are being looked at, the word then says there's a great cloud of witness looking at us. Let us lay aside every weight. Stop carrying the weights. Stop dragging the things that's making you slow down from progressing in the Lord. Stop dragging up things that's back in the past. That negative effect on you. Stop carrying that, and it's causing you to not love one another. Don't do those things and don't carry them. Well, the king decided to get him a second chance. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's true that you didn't bow. And he said, I'm going to give you another chance. When the music plays, and he named out all the instruments, if you bow down, fine. But if you don't, I'm going to cast you in the fire furnace, which I'm having heated up 7 times hotter than it normally will be here. And I heard them say, O king, we're not careful in how we answer you. We ain't gonna bow down to your golden image. We ain't gonna bow down to you. Because the God I serve is able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace and even out of your hand. We ain't gonna bow. Don't do it. Glory be to God. I'm not said I ain't gonna be here long. And I'm on my way now to my close. In Genesis 2nd chapter, God made man. And he placed them in the garden of Eden to keep it. But he also gave him his law. Told him of every tree in the garden. You could freely eat except there's one that's in the midst of the garden. Don't eat. Don't do it. Because the day that you do, you're gonna surely die. Hallelujah. Don't eat from the devil's table. Because the devil is cunning. He's sly. He's slick. He'll easily slip it on in, and you won't know he's there. He's a quiet one. You know, when you open your eyes, there he is, ready to bite you. Glory be to God. So don't do it. Don't listen to idle talk. There he called. He came, the devil came in the garden. And he came to Eve and said, didn't God say you can't eat of every tree in the garden? And Eve said, yes, he said I can eat from every tree but the one in the midst of the garden. The day that I do eat. And she added, or touch, I shall surely die. But here's the devil. Now with his wisdom. God lied to you. He knows that you ain't gonna die. Don't let the devil fool you. The wages of sin is still there. The gift of God is still the eternal life. What God says stands throughout eternity. Glory be to God. I can see him now as he talked to Eve, planting the seed of doubt in your mind. You've been told you can do things. But now you're saying, I can't. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't say you can't do what God said you can do. Don't say you can't take what God said you can take. Don't say you can't excel when God said you can. Don't believe the devil. All his demons. God is all he said it was. God is all he said he'll be. Hallelujah. Don't believe science when it said this world wasn't made by God. Don't do it.
Hallelujah. Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all that dwell therein. Hallelujah. God did it. He founded it amongst the sea and established it upon the flood. God did it. Hallelujah. And I heard Paul Martin said, if anything you're doing, anything in this season, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Lord, include me. Whatever you're blessing, bless me. Whatever you're doing, allow me to do it. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God. Hallelujah. God is all he will be. God is our present help in a time of trouble. God is our light and our salvation. God is our joy and our peace. God is our doctor and our lawyer. God is our helper and our healer. God is my hope. God is my peace. God is all I need. Everything I will ever be. God is. And don't let nobody tell you otherwise. And you believe it. God is still alive. And he's well. Hallelujah. God is. So, don't do it. Don't do it. Anything that's going to cause you the remote possibility, possibility that you will end up in hell, don't do it. When there's any little bit of doubt, don't do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you decide what to do and if there's any doubt that it's from not from the Lord, then you don't do it until you consult the Lord. Hallelujah. Because in all your ways, acknowledge him. Don't do a thing without consulting him. And then he will direct your path. He'll show you which way to go. Tell you what to do and what not to do. But consult God before you make any important decision. Seek him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't start your day without the Lord. Don't leave your house without the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Don't doubt. But believe. Amen. Never doubt the word. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
While singing, God's invitation is extended. Whosoever will, let him come.
Glory be to God. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He's calling for the sinners to come. I'm one of his children, and he sends me to tell you, don't put off today for tomorrow. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He's calling for the sinners to come. Hallelujah. You know I am one of his children, and he sends me to tell you, don't put off today for tomorrow. He's calling the cripple. He's calling the lame. He's calling for the one who can't see. You know I'm one of his children, and he sends me to tell you, don't put off today for tomorrow. What if death should come in the middle of the night and find you sleeping and your soul wasn't right? If this should happen to you, oh Lord, there's nothing you can do. He said, don't put off today for tomorrow. Softly and tender, my Lord, Jesus is calling. He's calling for the sinner to come. You know I am one of his children, hallelujah, and he sends me to tell you, don't put off today for tomorrow. Jesus is calling, calling for you and you and you. Hallelujah. He's calling for the one who can't see. You know I am one of his children.
Hallelujah.
And he sends me to tell you, don't put up today for tomorrow. What if death should come in the middle of the night and find you sleeping and your soul wasn't right? If this should happen to you, oh Lord, there is nothing you can do. He said, don't put off today,
hallelujah,
for tomorrow. Softly and tender, my Lord, Jesus is calling, he's calling for the sinners to come.
Hallelujah.
You know I am one of his children.
Hallelujah.
And he sends me.
Hallelujah.
To tell you, don't put off today.
Hallelujah.
For tomorrow. Woo. So soft. My Lord, don't you put up today,
hallelujah,
for tomorrow. Oh,
hallelujah, as Pastor say, don't do it.
Hallelujah.